The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Heroes of the Frame.
Everybody, and welcome to the Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Smokey Robinson to my miracles, Chris. I'm not sure if that one worked, but hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, it works. Kind of, right?
Sure.
There's two things.
Two?
There's two of us, the two things.
We're like, right? We're like Reese's Pieces. We're two things. When you put together, they're better, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. Debatable.
I guess. Anyway. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
All right. How you doing? Everything okay? Yeah.
All right. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
What the hell's going on over there?
I don't know. I'm just enjoying this voice for some reason.
Anyway. Need a hug? A binky? What the fuck?
Well, now that you mention it, we do unfortunately have to start off the show with a couple of Keepers condolences, sadly.
What, is a couple?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got one big one that I'm sure everybody's familiar with, but we have another one as well. Because, first of all, Ben Best has passed away. Who was one of the co-creators, along with Danny McBride, of the show Eastbound and Down?
Oh.
He was only 47 years old.
Was he in the show?
Yes. Or no. Maybe. He was in some other stuff.
You're like a fucking Magic 8-Ball over there. You gave me every answer. Except for ask again later.
That's the one. Yeah, ask again later. But he was one of the co-creators of the show.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, 47 years old. It doesn't say.
That was a good show.
Yeah, I love that show. That show was awesome. Yes.
Danny McBride, man.
Danny McBride.
Good shit.
He was. Apparently,
I look not so good.
I don't think he was in it, but he did help create it. Or whatever. No, he was in it. He played Clegg.
Clegg.
There's only one in 8 episodes.
I remember.
But he was in such things as The Foot Fist Way, Super Bad, What Happens in Vegas, and Observe and Report.
Oh, so I must know him because I've seen most of those things.
Probably. So, of course, we are saddened by his passing, and we send out our Keeper's condolences to his friends and family, as well as the one that really hit people hard because it was so shocking, the world lost comedy legend Norm MacDonald this past week.
Yeah, That one hit me hard. I was like, oh, shit,
yeah, me
Norm?
Too.
I fucking love Norm MacDonald.
Who died of cancer, which I didn't even realize he had.
Yeah, I guess he kept it quiet, but I guess he's been fighting it for like 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. That's fucking crazy.
I mean, I don't really know much about the man himself, but as far as a comedian, I mean, he has the best delivery of any. like everything, it doesn't even matter what he says. It's just the way that he says everything is funny.
He's so fucking funny.
Like I posted on our Twitter, like he had a YouTube show for a while.
Oh yeah,
like a podcast show, and I put like the first episode, which he doesn't really talk a hell of a lot in that one. But his first guest is Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking funny. It's very wrong, though. If you got, I didn't realize that, but I was listening to it again on that night when he, you know, when I heard he passed away.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not appropriate if you're easily offended.
Oh, really?
So you get people get pissed. Yeah, but it's fucking funny.
I love it. Yeah, he was just always so much fun to watch and listen to, and like you said, just his delivery was just fucking awesome.
Yeah, like anytime I ever heard him talk, I knew he was gonna make me laugh.
Yep. So yeah, we are
so that sad.
Yeah, definitely sad. Definitely, we send our condolences out to his friends and family and fans as well. That one was quite shocking.
Yeah. And I also, there's a personal loss of a friend of the family passed away this week. And I'd like to send my condolences out to him and his family.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you know. Yes.
He was a good guy and he helped my family a lot.
Yeah. That's sad.
So that's sad. So yeah, this week has kind of sucked.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Jeez.
And I'd also like to throw a note out to Mike Patton of Faith No More, Mr. Yes. Bungle fame, and he did not die, but he's having some issues with his mental health, and I hope he gets well and he's okay. And
definitely, we're very sorry to hear that, but we definitely hope you are able to overcome it. We here at the Keepers of the Fringe are big fans of Mike Patton.
Yeah, his music has helped me tremendously through my life and
indeed
all my fucking struggles with shit. And so I think we do, man. Just give us a ringy dingy there. He'll tell you at the end of the thing, you know.
For sure.
How to contact us. We need a pep talk, somebody to talk to. Hey, we could do that.
Yes, we can. Well, look.
Well, I mean, we work. Well, we'll figure it out.
Sure. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now all the unpleasant business is out of the way.
All right. Well, I don't know. We might still have some more unpleasantness in in our topic, so we'll see how that goes.
Try to throw a good one right now though, just to...
All right, well, our first story is about another Hollywood reboot.
Oh.
Yeah.
The price is wrong, bitch.
This time, looks like, I don't know if we might have talked about this before or not, but they are doing a reboot of the movie The Lost Boys. And it's going to star going to star a couple of people from A Quiet Place and It, including Noah Jupe and Jaden Martell. It is, the film is being described as a quote reimagining. And will be written by Randy McKinnon of Static Shock fame, and directed by Jonathan Entwistle, who did I Am Not Okay With This, which actually I like. That was pretty good, but it got canceled after one season. So, yeah.
We have to mention also the death of Hollywood's originality and integrity. And
that's a slow, continuous death.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen a long time ago, actually.
That we're still in the middle of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Jesus. Can they? Like, I don't understand. Like, in the future, when people, you know, like, we grew up with a bunch of movies and we watched those, and now they're. We reminisce, you know, or you know, we remember that, and now people are finding them. But now, in the future, when these kids grow up, they're going to have remakes of the shit that we grew up with.
I know, right? Now, I don't know.
Like, I don't understand what the hell's going on.
I don't know about you, but I like The Lost Boys. One of the few Joel Schumacher films I actually like. And
Yeah, I think he had some good ones, but yeah. The Batman fucked up, kind of tainted the whole thing there, but
yeah, tainted his taint. But also at the same time, The Lost Boys was kind of felt kind of its time, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely feels it came out in the 80s. And I don't know. I'm curious about what.
But it did come out in the 80s.
I know.
So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it did. But what I'm saying is.
Don't say it.
I don't know.
Don't speak. I know what you're going to say now. I don't want to hear that fucking shit. I can't remember the words.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I don't know how well it's going to do as a reimagined movie now.
Let me tell you, let me look into the, like, you got the magic eight ball, I got the crystal ball. Let me tell you. Oh, what I see right there, failure on every level. Ooh. That's what I got out of that.
Yeah, I believe you are correct.
Yes. I mean, you know, it is something that could be done, but it's like, why though?
Yeah, we don't. It's not necessary.
Yeah, because it's like you're just gonna. You shouldn't make a movie that everybody loves and remake that.
Yeah,
you're gonna always be compared to that movie, and it's always gonna lose.
Yeah,
even if it is technically a better movie, people are not gonna see that. They're gonna be like, it's not as good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It, there's no way it can be.
There's no winning there.
Mm-mm.
If you pick a shitty movie nobody gives a fuck about, then you got a chance.
I don't understand.
Or a movie that was kind of okay.
Yeah. I don't understand why nobody has done that.
Yeah. Like, pick something that people had, you know, a marginal interest in, but didn't quite make it. Like, it was on the cusp of being a big thing, but it never happened.
And it didn't quite work out. And
yeah. You know. Then you go, okay, there was some interest there, but maybe we can make it better.
Right. We can fix some things and make it better. We have the technology.
Like, now all they're going to do is like, oh, we'll make it Lost Girls. We'll be the girls.
Yeah,
I know, still right? Vampires, but now the girls. Ugh. And that is enough of a difference that we can say everybody is vanilla icing fucking movies. Like, we'll just change one thing, but it's the same fucking thing. But it's like, there's an extra symbol in there, but that's what everybody's doing. The vanilla icing, the fucking. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? You know, the ice baby thing. Everybody's like, that's under pressure from Queen and David Bowie. He's like, no, it isn't, because I go ding, 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 ding. And they go ding, 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 ding.
That's bloody brilliant.
And you're like, oh, okay. That's what Hollywood's doing. The vanilla ice and all the fucking movies. Just make a different movie. We could have kids and vampires. Just call some other shit.
Yeah, no shit, huh? That is a perfect term that you've come up with. They vanilla ice the shit out of that.
It's just, I don't get it.
I know. I don't either.
I felt like before I was kind of maybe a little more open to it, like maybe like, oh, I mean, not this one, but just maybe remakes in general. But I think they should just stop.
Yeah,
just
I make agree.
Some new shit. Even if you're kind of ripping up old shit, just make something new.
Yeah, really. Just I don't know. It's sad. Anyway, so there you go. Lost Boys. Yay. Let's move on, shall we?
Oh.
Okay. That is some weird, wild stuff.
Indeed. Oh, look at that. We go from one reboot to another one because. because there's a reboot of Hellraiser coming. Hellraiser. I don't know if we knew about this one or not. But
I remember hearing something, but
apparently the new Hellraiser reboot features jaw-dropping Cenobites.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. So this Hellraiser, it is a reboot. It's going to have David Bruckner directing, who did The Ritual and The Night House. And it looks like it's getting close to going into production. I guess it went into production without announcing it. So it's like in the middle of production already. Yeah,
See, it's weird with reboots. Well, I still don't know about like reboots, but
yeah,
in the horror thing, I don't know
how
I
feel about that. So you're gonna love this one. So the screenplay has been written by Ben Collins and Luke Piotrowski, who did Super Dark Times. But the screenplay was written off of a story idea created by David S. Goyer.
Oh, lawyer. Fuck.
The price is wrong, bitch.
No.
Yeah. So it does say that.
I haven't heard that one in a while, though.
I know. It does say that Goyer confirmed that it will be an R-rated film, though. And that he also said that they went back to Clive Barker's original novella for the source material. He says...
They only say that just so people won't be mad at him.
I know. He says they're really honoring Clive's work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what they all say. Then the actors say, oh, I was a big fan. I followed it, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then you watch it.
True to the characters and all that. He's just verbally stroking you. That's all they're doing.
Yep. They also say
we're going back to the source material.
They're aiming to be as true as they can to the original story.
Well, I mean, that would be good, I guess. But
yeah, they don't fuck it up. But
it's weird because, well, they already tried to reboot Hellraiser twice, I think. Because it's the last two I haven't seen, but I heard
really?
That the first remake was really bad. And it had a new Pinhead guy, and I guess he was really bad. And then they had one called Judgment, I think, where what you heard was passable. I don't know. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say the only one I've actually seen all the way through was the Hellraiser in Space one.
In space.
The others I've seen bits and pieces of, but yeah, that was the only full one I've seen. And that one was yeah,
I remember that one. That was good.
Yeah, that one it was in space, so there you go. We all know how that goes.
I think that was the fourth one, if I remember.
I think you're right.
Correctly.
I think you are right.
Yeah, there's like eight of them now. Well, not counting I think there might be 10. I don't know.
10?
With the new ones?
Jeez.
With the last two, maybe?
Holy shit. Fucking 10.
I think there was like 8 in the actual original timeline. Something like that. I don't know. I have a collection of them. I can't remember. I watched them all, but after the space one, it doesn't get better.
Yeah. How much can you really do before it gets lame, you know?
Yeah. So, the whole thing I just went about reboots and all that shit, I was like, see, on horror things, I don't know if I like reboots. The only reboot that I kind of liked was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one, was not that bad.
Interesting.
But then they've already had like 3 or 4 other reboots, and they've all sucked. And there's a new one coming out. I don't even know. I think it's going on Netflix or something. I don't know. But jeez. I'm sure that's going to blow as well.
Holy fuck.
But something about keeping those characters around, I kind of am on board with that in a way. But because it's not really plot heavy or, you know, it's like to me, it's like a Godzilla thing or, you know what I mean? Like keeping Godzilla going.
Right.
That's how I view it.
So I just. looked it up on IMDb. So, of course, there's the original Hellraiser. There's this new remake coming up. Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Hellraiser Judgment came out.
Bloodlines was the
2018. Bloodlines was the what?
Yeah, it was Hellraiser Bloodlines, I think, is a space one, I believe. Yeah, so how many are there?
Let's see. Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Hellraiser Judgment came out in 2018. Hellraiser.
Why is it out of order? Like, what are you looking at?
I don't know. It just is. Hellraiser Hellworld came out in 2005. Hellraiser Bloodline, 1996. Hellraiser Inferno, 2000. Oh, there was a Hellraiser video game. Hellraiser Hellseeker. Hellraiser Deader. Ooh, Kari Wu. Hellraiser Origins.
Yeah, there's 10.
Hellraiser Revelation. Jesus. Hellraiser Prophecy. What the fuck?
Hellraiser Prophecy. That must be the new one, right? I don't know.
Maybe. Hellraiser Resurrection.
Hellraiser Resurrection? Where are you getting this from?
IMDb. It came out in 2000.
Wait, we're going down a rabbit hole here.
Yeah, we really are.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
Rabbit
hole. You're naming shit that I'm not aware of. This must be like something else here.
I don't know, it has a picture of Pinhead on it. Anyway, so there you go.
Wait, we can't move on yet.
Alright, so let's see what Wikipedia says. Okay. Wikipedia says Hellraiser, Hellbound, Hellraiser 2. Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Hellraiser Bloodline, Hellraiser Inferno, Hellraiser Hellseeker, Hellraiser Deader. That's a stupid title. Yeah. Hellraiser Hellworld, Hellraiser Revelations, and Hellraiser Judgment.
Yeah, that's all I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. And that's 10. And the last two I haven't seen, but...
Judgment and Revelations?
Yeah, because Revelations was the reboot and that shitty looking Pinhead. In Judgment, I think there was a different Pinhead, but he looked better. I don't know. But yeah, there's fucking 10 of them.
Fucking 10 of them, Jesus. Is that necessary? I ask you.
No. Not really.
I mean,
I think you could end it being generous, I'd say, after the fourth one, the one. One that you saw
in space, yeah.
If he stopped there, we wouldn't have lost much,
right?
I'm sorry, I had to know. You didn't mention it. There's movies I don't know, so I got curious there. I was like, "What do you mean?"
I understand. All right. On that note, yeah. Yeah, okay, so a new Hellraiser sequel is coming. No, reimagining. Excuse me, fucking reimagining. I'm guessing you're not excited about it.
I'll watch it at some point, but
well, you haven't watched the last two, so you know you might.
Yeah. Well, when I heard they suck, you know, kind of like, oh
yeah, right.
Like Judgment, I was kind of geared up for, and then I heard it was not that great, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, that sucks. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
You ain't kidding. So, there's kind of one cool little thing came out last week about the upcoming Obi-Wan series. And that is that actor Sung Kang, who is in the show, has revealed that his character has a lightsaber. Oh. We don't really know much about his character other than that, but that's something.
He could be a Jedi.
He could be. Or something. Or I heard worse. That he
could be an Inquisitor, actually.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. He could be an Inquisitor.
That's what I've heard.
That would be cool.
I also heard that it seems like there's a good chance that like Vader and Obi-Wan will like, might fight, maybe?
Yeah, I heard that too, and I'm like,
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know. I don't think that should happen.
Yeah, because when they on the New Hope there, well, I mean, you know, it still would be a while since they would have seen each other if they do meet.
Yeah,
meet up in this.
I guess.
Because I think this is 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. I think I heard.
Mm.
So Luke would be like 10.
Right.
So it'd still be like 8 or so years before New Hope. But, I mean, they could do it, but I just feel like, just because there's nothing that said that they didn't meet again, so they technically could get away with it, but...
Yeah, technically.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I just don't feel like it should happen. I'd love to see it, but I don't feel like it's something that should happen.
Yeah, it would be cool to see Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen, meet up again.
Mm.
That's cool, but I don't know. Mm. I feel like it kind of cheapens the overall thing, sort of.
Yeah, I agree. And then, because if
they... Yeah, it's a tough one.
If they meet up, then that means Vader knows Obi-Wan's still around, which I can't see him letting that go, unchallenged.
Yeah, unless he leaves him to die next to a volcano, too.
Yeah, maybe. I suppose that could happen. I don't know if there are volcanoes on Tatooine, but hey, you know...
Well, I don't think it'd be on Tatooine, because that would really make no sense.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But I guess what I was listening to, they said in canon, I guess Vader will never go to Tatooine again. And that's why it's a good place to hide, because he's afraid that...
Too much sand?
Too much sand. And, well, especially now that he's all robotic and shit. It'll get all in his diodes and fucking shit. And then,
like sand in the diodes.
Yeah, that would suck. Getting it all in his fucking in his bits and stuff.
Yeah, then you'd have to listen to the Emperor. You know, how much I paid for this?
Like, you can't push the button because it's all caked with sand. You're like,
although I would like
it's all black there. He'd be dying over there.
I'd like to see Vader say, it really does get everywhere. That was a bad impression.
It sounded like what's his name? A little chickadee.
Oh yeah.
WC Fields.
Sand really does get everywhere.
A little chickadee.
Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah, but I guess I as far as I know that, I guess that's canon. They made that canon that he won't go there because he's afraid that it will awaken too much of Anakin in him, and
I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's some kind of a logic there, but
yeah,
I don't know. I just felt weird about it. I'm like, because when I heard that Vader's gonna be in it, I was like, well, that's weird, but it's cool, but it's weird.
Mm.
But if they're bringing and Hayden back, then I'm imagining they're probably gonna have a meet up.
Yeah,
in some capacity.
Yeah, which I'm just not crazy about. I think it's gonna mess things up more than it's going to be cool.
Yeah, see, I don't like that when they color too close there to the...
Yeah.
You know, they're like almost out of the line, which are like, oh!
Mm-hmm.
Same with Rogue One, like how it leads directly into it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of works, but when I think about it, it doesn't work. And it makes
right.
And you're with me.
Yeah, you're like, oh, no, don't, no.
Like, look, the ship got away. Vader saw it, and he's looking at him. And then later, he catches up to them, and they act like, "Oh no, we're on a diplomatic mission." And they're like, "Well, we know that shit because he already saw you, and he was just, you know what I mean?"
Yep.
And then they said that they received transmissions. They didn't see transmissions. The guy had a hard copy that he passed to the guy on the ship.
Yeah, he had a hard on that he passed. I mean, never mind.
I hate you.
I like it a lot.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what they said.
I know.
You receive transmissions
yes.
to your ship. Mm-hmm. They did not receive transmissions to their ship.
No.
The guy had the data disk there, and he passed it to the guy through the door, and then they all got
physical
slaughtered.
Physical copy of it.
Yeah. So that irritates the shit out of me.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like, why didn't, you know, if they say it in the movie, you got to at least just respect that and just, you know, you can't rewrite what happened in the, I mean, I know George has done that quite a bit, but. Mm.
I think that's the.
If there's a new edition that comes out with Darth Vader changes his fucking, what is dialogue in that part, I'm going to.
No, don't give him any ideas.
I'm going to punch the earth.
I don't think. I think that's probably the only thing about Rogue One that really bothers me the most. But it just kind of, you know, okay, whatever.
What do you mean, the transmission thing?
Yeah, the transmission thing.
I've never heard anybody say that, though, other than me.
I have.
I mean, I'm sure people have noticed that, but.
Oh, I've heard it.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yes. Other people have mentioned the same thing.
Oh, that's good. See, I don't really keep up on that stuff, but.
Yeah.
When anytime I ever hear anybody bitch about something, I never hear that point. I'm like, I feel like that's a good point.
It is. It's a very good point. And yes, I have heard other people mention it, so.
Good.
It is.
But I think it's weird. Like, people are like, see, it leads right into the other one. I'm like, but does it really, though?
Yeah.
It looks like it does. It technically feels like it does.
Right.
But it doesn't line up with what we already know. Right. It's not correct.
Right.
And no, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir. Or.
Do you have a story that I'm not going to bitch about?
The price is wrong, bitch.
Well, let's.
I kind of went out of my way to bitch about that one, but.
Let's, let's move on and see, shall we?
That is some weird, wild stuff.
So. The Batman movie being done by Matt Reeves has not come out yet. That's it. That's all.
I'm gonna bitch about that.
That's all I got. No. And even though it has not come out yet, they are already planning to do a spin-off series for HBO Max. Based on Colin Farrell's Penguin.
Yeah, that's kooky.
Kooky. So, depending on how it goes in the movie, that could be either be really cool or quite the disaster.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, every time I see that picture, I'm like, I don't see Colin Farrell at all in that. And I'm like, that's so weird that that's him.
I know, right? It really is.
Like, it does not look like him at all.
It could. I'm hoping it's going to be a really interesting take on it, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think I heard something about, you know, people test audience things or something.
Mm.
And what I gathered was pretty good.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, but, you know, can you trust that? I mean, I know that somebody has seen the fucking movie, so, I mean, that shit happens, so.
Yeah, but it's not even finished, right? So.
Well, I think that but they show stuff without finished effects and stuff, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Well.
So, yeah, I guess they try to get, like, probably just trying to gauge it, you know, instead of just make the fucking movie and then, you know.
Yeah. So the Penguin series is going to be about how he, you know, rose to power and stuff. So. Could be good, could be bad.
Yeah, it feels unnecessary.
It does. It definitely does. Cool. But.
And I think after In Bruges there, I'm a fan of Colin Farrell more.
Yeah, he was good in that movie. That was a good movie.
I was kind of indifferent. I feel like that's the one that sold me on Colin Farrell.
Yeah, me too. Although there was the Bullseye thing.
Yeah. Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he was totally terrible in that, actually.
No, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I didn't like the whole tattoo of the bullseye on his head. It was kind of, I don't know. The look was not great.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. the Penguin is a surprisingly hard character to get right in movies, it seems like.
Yeah, after Bridges Meredith, it was all downhill.
Even like Danny DeVito's wasn't bad, but it was a weird take.
Yeah, he used to just gross me out though.
Yeah.
He's always like leaking black stuff when he is. And his, he had those fucking long johns that look like they haven't been washed in like 10 years. They're all stained and
shit. Right.
But yeah, it wasn't terrible. Like, that movie actually has grown on me somewhat.
Yeah.
I was never really a big fan of it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't hate it, but yeah.
I think it was after the other movies sucking. It made me enjoy that one more.
Mm.
After Batman and Robin, definitely.
Yeah. Nothing can compete with Batman and Robin.
I remember we went to go see that and we were so mad. We all left the theater and we were like, what the fuck?
Yep, I remember that.
That's the only time I remember like being like mad.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck was that shit?
Everybody cheer.
The worst casting ever. Of Mr. Freeze.
Yep.
I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but what the fuck?
I know. And he should have been Bane, but they totally fucked Bane up, too.
Yeah, they totally did.
Mm-hmm. Although, not really going to complain about Uma Thurman
as
Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably the most enjoyable thing of the movie.
Yeah, but
when does the new Batman come out? Do you remember? I feel like I can't remember any release dates.
I don't know
because it keeps changing, or
yeah, probably.
Or the world, life is just one long day now. I have no idea.
Yeah, that too.
Seasons, months, days, hours. I have no idea.
Yeah, it all runs together.
Where the hell are you?
What?
You sound really far away.
I do?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's a little better.
I sound good on my end.
Did you move away from the mic?
No, I'm right in front of the mic.
Oh.
I'm probably too close to it, actually. I don't know the exact date, but I think it's coming in 2022, I believe.
Alrighty.
But until then... Let's move on.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Do you remember the video game Twisted Metal?
Yeah, I sure do.
Were you a fan of Twisted Metal?
To some degree.
Yeah, it was okay. Well, looks like they're coming out with a Twisted Metal series for some reason. And it's going to star Anthony Mackie as one of the characters.
Oh, I did hear something about that. Mm. So it's going to be like a live action thing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, and it looks like he's going to be an executive producer as well.
Crazy.
It's...
Yeah, because I heard rumblings of a new game, and I think maybe it's going to be in connection to that, probably.
Okay. I was going to say, because I don't know if anybody's really thought of that game in fucking years.
Yeah, the last one was quite a while ago.
Except for my buddy John, who that's the only game he can actually beat people in, so that's the only game he likes. Hi, John.
He's not listening. No.
I don't know. I mean, he does listen.
He does.
Yeah, I don't know if he listens. John. I don't know if he listens to every episode, but he has listened in the past.
Well, that's nice that he like it.
Yep.
He didn't really sell me on that.
He loved it. He said it's the best thing he's ever listened to. He was amazed. He was...
Let me guess, he liked you, but not so much me, right? Probably.
No. He said you were a breath of fresh air.
Hi.
And I was like an old fart. Anyway. What the fuck
but were yeah. we... I don't know. Yeah, I think the last game that came out was on, like, the PS3, I think. Mm. I think there was one then.
Yeah, so it's not, like, this super popular thing still that, you know, So it's an interesting choice. But hearing what you just said about them, you know, coming out with a new game, I guess it makes more sense.
Yeah, I think there is a want for it, I believe. I think a lot of people want Twisted Metal to come back. I don't know about the show part, but the game part, I know.
Mm. Hmm. Interesting. Oh, looks like they'll be getting their wishes.
What? Does it say anything about where it would be going to?
No.
To or whatever?
No, it does not. Wait, where does it? No, it does not. Wait. No, it does not. Oh, no. Nope. Or maybe. Nope.
Oh, fuck. No, it doesn't. Let's move on. I can't take it. I can't take
it. It does not. Let's move on.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Good news. We got yet another reboot coming. This reboot is going to be directed by Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, star of Jurassic World. And it's going to be a reboot of Flight of the Navigator. Remember that film?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard something about this in the week too, actually.
Yep. Flight of the Navigator. I think I heard
that we're going to make the character a girl now. Like what I was just saying earlier.
Yeah, probably.
They're going to make it a girl and then that's it.
Yep. I wonder if they'll...
It's not the same. It's a girl now.
I wonder if they'll bring back Paul Reubens to do the voice of the ship.
Well, that would be cool, but...
Mm. So, for those who don't know...
See, like, I'm almost okay with it if they do it, like continuation, what? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe that dude's kid.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Or something.
That I could see.
Like, as long as there's a connection to the old one.
Right.
I can kind of be down with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be better, at least. So, the original film
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Came out in 1986, and it's the story of a 12-year-old boy who gets abducted by a UFO. Well, that's sort of what happens. 8 years later, he is returned to Earth at the same exact age and with no memory of what happened. The film then focuses on the adventures of him trying to unravel what happened while NASA tries to catch him for their own research purposes. Wait a minute. That's not what the movie was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, like he like came back and he was still a kid and
I forgot that part, the coming back and stuff.
Yeah, like it's a little hazy, the details, but I do remember that because he was still a kid and his, you know, his family thought he just disappeared and
Well, there you go, another unnecessary reboot. But
I feel like that kind of fits into my criteria for the reboot because it's a movie that should have been big when it wasn't really, but
yeah,
almost was.
That's a good point.
But a lot of people have fond memories of the you know, like now it's looked back as a classic there. But
yeah, I remember liking it as a kid.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it was really. Did that well when it came out, though.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right. I wonder...
So you could do something there, but it's just like... But why?
Right. But why? I wonder if the original's on Disney Plus.
I'll check. I think it is. Like, I think it's okay, but it definitely skews for a pretty young crowd, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
When you say it came out in 86?
86, yep.
See, I felt like I was like too old for it then, and I definitely I was only like 11. So. But I remember thinking it was too kiddie. I was like, eh.
That's for little kids, you said as an 11-year-old.
Well, I already watched some pretty fucked up shit by that point.
So. Yeah, that's true. You certainly were.
I've seen some shit by that time.
Well, yeah. So Being that it is a kids movie, I don't even know if I'll be watching it or not. Oh, whatever. Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
Have you seen the Marvel Zombies What If yet?
No.
I hate to say it, but I was a little disappointed in it.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Which makes me sad.
I started watching the new one, the newest one, last night, I think it was.
I haven't watched that
one yet. Got halfway through it.
Really?
Yeah, as I was watching with my niece, and then my nephew came in, and he's, I guess, too young for that or something, so we stopped it. It's weird. He loves all Marvel things, like all the characters, but he's not allowed to watch any of the movies.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he's only four. So.
Well, anyway, the reason I ask is because it looks like there's an idea floating around of maybe doing a live action Marvel Zombies series. I know.
I don't know.
It's. Yeah, I'm not sure how to feel about it, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting.
I mean, I kind of like the idea of the zombie thing, but I don't know if it's good enough for its own series.
I know, right? Or maybe a mini series or something.
Or if they do, like, you know, like a Walking Dead thing, but with superheroes.
Yeah.
And then have, like, you know, like maybe Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like Nick Fury or something there, like, you know, still human and alive, and they're like trying to fight,
right?
You know, like Zombie Hulk and shit and whatever else.
I
don't know.
Yeah, so it's just a rumor right now, but the idea of it, I don't know. Like, on one hand, I'd be kind of interested, but on another hand, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember they had some cool. The artwork was fucking cool. They had some crazy shit.
Yeah,
going on there.
And I would want them to have Headpool in the show, in the series, which is the zombified head of Deadpool in a jar.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That would be awesome. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good idea.
I know. I'm struggling with it. I guess I'd check it out, of course, but I don't know. I don't know. Well,
yeah, it'd be really fucked up, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. That'd be crazy. So, yeah, just, well. Okay, well, while we ponder that, why don't we move on to our next story? Which.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
It sure is. Speaking of weird, wild stuff, remember the movie Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, where they played twins?
I do. That's so unlikely, because they're physically very different.
Indeed.
That's the funny thing about it.
Exactly. Well, you know what would make that even funnier? Is if they do...
I couldn't begin to imagine.
If they do this sequel that they're planning, that will be called Triplets, and will... star Tracy Morgan as one of their other siblings, apparently. Yep.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I do like Tracy Morgan. He's funny, but...
Yeah.
I think it was originally supposed to be Eddie Murphy when I originally heard about him.
Oh, I think you're right, yeah. So it looks like the movie is going to be done by Ivan Reitman. Oh, Twins was quite successful. I didn't know that. Yeah, and then there was an idea with Eddie Murphy. So the idea for the plot is that secretly there was a third baby born, a black baby who hasn't been in touch with his siblings. They don't know each other.
Baby's black.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. They don't know each other, and very early in the movie, they meet, and it's how they achieve a bond together after all these years. Oh, that's nice. It's a film. It's really a film about family.
But isn't Aren't they supposed to be like the same age, roughly? I don't feel like.
I believe so.
I feel like Tracy Morgan is considerably younger than both of them.
I feel that way as well.
I could be wrong.
Indeed. Could be wrong.
Because Arnold's like 70 something, right?
Yeah, and Danny DeVito's up there too.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan's like in his 40s, maybe 50s. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
yeah. I don't know if that's gonna work. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'm pretty excited about it though.
I don't know how the fuck I feel about it.
I know, I don't either. I really don't.
Like twins, though. I think I kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it too, if I recall, but I haven't seen it in fucking ages. Years. I haven't seen that really. Shit in years.
Years. You know what I don't remember? Remember the one with Junior, where he was pregnant? I don't remember that one. Was that bad? Or
I don't remember. I don't remember that one either.
Junior. The one thing I do want to see is the fucking King Conan movie. What's going on there? Let's have that happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Before he's really, he's old now, but.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
I want to see him Conan-ing the shit out of something. I want to see him yelling at Crom. I want to see.
Crom, you suck.
Lamentation. Women. The hell would you. Crom. I want to see it. I want to see him get off his fucking throne and just kick the shit out of somebody. I feel like that should take priority before a twins movie.
I know, right? Come, I'm going to pump you up. Here we go. So stay tuned for that, kids. That's going to be exciting, yeah? Okay, let's move on.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
It really is. It's time for our final story, which I thought we might have some fun with this, because I saw an article from iFilm that ranks all six of the J.J. Abrams directed films from worst to best. So
six?
Yeah, there's only six that he actually directed. Do you believe that?
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
More than that.
Nope, apparently not. Here we go. Number six. Any guess? That's right.
So six being the worst?
Six is being the worst, yeah.
Well, I guess that has to be Rise of Skywalker.
You are correct. Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker is the worst. Is the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
Especially considering that they kill off all the Skywalkers.
I know, right?
There are no Skywalkers.
No, Rey is not a Skywalker. Okay. Would you care to take a stab at what number five is?
Well, that's...
I can give you a hint.
And Into Darkness has to be five.
You are correct. Star Trek Into Darkness, the unofficial remake of Wrath of Khan, a movie that did not need to be remade.
No.
So, yep, there you go. You're batting whatever, I don't know, sport, you know.
Especially with a Bumblebee Honey Snatch or whatever the fuck. Bumblebee Honey
that's good. I like that. All right. You might have some problems with these other ones. You might not know real, but anyway, so there's four more left. Number four. Do you want to take a stab at it? It's a movie I have not actually seen. Would you like some hints?
Okay, that helped me. Is it Super 8?
Yes, it is Super 8.
Super 8. It's a movie he wanted to be Spielberg so bad.
Yes.
It just didn't happen, though.
Yeah. So is it worth me ever checking it out, or should I just not bother?
I mean, if you happen to, but I wouldn't really go out of my way for it.
Right.
It's not 100% terrible, but is trying so hard to be Spielberg, and it's just not going to happen.
Super 8 being the only film that he has directed that isn't based on an existing property.
Yeah, that's the first one that I was like, oh, maybe we got to rethink this whole J.J. Abrams thing. Like, maybe he's not as good as I thought. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Would you like to take a stab at number 3?
Well, here it gets tricky. It gets tricky now.
Yes. Let's see. I can give you a hint. It is.
Well, I know what the 3 are.
Sequel. Oh, you do?
Yeah, and they're all sequels. So, oh no, not.
Yeah, that
one of them is technically not a sequel. But...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go Mission Impossible 3.
You are correct.
Which actually, I did like that one.
I haven't seen
it. I wasn't a big fan of the Mission Impossible series.
Me either.
Like, the first one was meh. The second one
sucked.
I think I heard it was just stupid and I didn't watch it.
I gave up after the second one. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, but the third one was actually pretty good and it actually made me watch the other ones, which were okay. So,
wow, no kidding.
So I did like that one.
Oh, interesting. All right. Okay, so there's only 2 left. So one being a better one and one being the best. So number 2, what do you think is number 2?
I'm going to say Star Trek, but I don't know.
Oh, so close.
I was doing so well.
Number 2 is Force Awakens. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Number 2, very close, which means, of course, that number 1 is his sort of reboot of Star Trek, which actually was pretty good overall.
Yeah, although, the young Kirk part I could have done without all that.
Right, yeah. I didn't, as much as I
enjoy, well, the story is kind of stupid.
Yeah, as much as I enjoy the Beastie Boys, I did not need to hear them in my Star Trek.
Yeah, and just little Kirk, like, meh, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah.
And the story was kind of dumb when you found out exactly what was going on. You're like, I don't know, this seemed kind of lame.
Yeah.
But the cast was very good.
Yeah.
The cast made that movie.
Definitely the cast made that movie. So there we go. That's the 6 films directed by J.J. Abrams, ranked from worst to best, from Rise of Skywalker to Star Trek. And I guess, I mean, other than the 2 I haven't seen, I guess I would kind of agree with that ranking, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's pretty spot on there.
I think so.
I mean, Force Awakens, Star Trek is, those could be interchangeable to me, but the rest
of it. Yeah, true. All right. Cool. Well, there you have it.
That was fun.
Wasn't that? That was so much fun.
I like it a lot.
All right, let's move on.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
So that's it for our stories for this evening, which means it's time to move on to our Keeper's Recommendations. And once again, I have Jack Squat to recommend. I got nothing. So I'm going to hand the reins over to you and let you recommend something.
All right. Before I get to my recommendation, I finally watched season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, you did?
I finally watched it.
Wow.
And I don't think it's as bad as I heard.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, it's not great, but it wasn't.
Yeah, the biggest problem I have is that whole, the whole Night King and all that shit. Like, the whole series was building to that, and then they kind of like.
Yeah.
I felt like the battle and everything was good, but they just wrapped it up so quick. And then they never talked about it again. Like, they're like, well, that was a thing we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe they should have done the whole Cersei thing first and then ended with that.
Yeah.
Because it kind of just undercut the whole danger of that whole thing. You're like, even from the very first episode, they're foreshadowing that whole thing coming, and you're like, oh,
that was supposed to be like the thing.
It
kind
of sucked, but I guess it wasn't that bad. That's my main gripe.
Mm.
But everybody got their moment, and they wrapped up everything pretty much, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing, but it didn't ruin the whole fucking show, I don't feel like, completely.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm recommending that or whatever, but but my actual recommendation is I played a new game called Lost in Random, which is a downloadable game.
Mm.
My second one that I've gotten like a week. They're hooking me, man. That digital shit. There's a game next week coming out that's only digital only, and I'm gonna fucking buy that too. That's three games.
Oh no.
They're converting me. I don't have any choice. They don't come out on physical media, so I have to do it.
Yeah, they're actually forcing you to, which is not cool.
Yeah, usually I'm like, if it's something I want to play, I'll wait to see if it gets a physical thing, but I really want to play these ones, so I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna wait a year or something.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
But anyway, this game, I just saw like pictures of it, and it seemed interesting to me. Like, the art style looks like kind of like a Tim Burton.
Hmm.
And it reminds me of a couple other things, too. I don't know, like somewhere between Tim Burton, Coraline, and like, oh shit, I can't remember. But it has a really interesting art style.
Remember. Sorry.
I can't remember. So that instantly drew me in. And I'm almost done with it, but it's pretty cool. There's one thing that, like, the combat system is interesting. Like, what happens is you'll get locked in an arena with, you know, the enemies or whatever, and they have, like, these crystals growing off of them, and you have to shoot them with a slingshot, and then you wind up finding a dice. Like, everything in this world is decided by a dice roll, you know, like a... And then there's an evil queen that has everybody that used to have dice, but they've all been destroyed. And now this evil queen is the only person that has a dice now, and she just decides the fate of all the different realms and everything. Are you following?
I think so.
Okay. So you're a little. What happens when you reach like 12 years old? The queen rolls the dice, and it decides where you go. There's like an area 1 through 6. You know, like a four town, and you know what I mean. So it decides where and where your fate lies in what town. And her sister, when she turns 12, she rolls a 6. So that's where the queen lives, and she goes off to live with the queen. And the other sister wants to get her back. So she winds up on like finding this like the dice graveyard where she finds like one last dice that or die or whatever, and it follows her on her adventure. So at first it seemed cool, the intriguing, like the battle thing, because you have to shoot the crystals. You can send out the die guy to pick them up.
Die guy.
And then when you get enough, every time you, she calls them dicey, but
of course. Yeah.
So as you get that power, it all is based on cards, basically.
Hmm.
So you get like decks of cards, and you can change out which ones you want or whatever. But as he gets the power, it keeps adding a new card to your hand. So when you get a full hand, you can hit like the triangle button, and you go into this, like you like freeze the world, and then you can pick, you do a dice roll, and whatever the dice says, that gives you how many points you can use for your cards, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you have attack cards or defense cards or like some kind of a cheat and a hazard thing that you can do.
Right.
So you pick that, and you can get a weapon, and then you'll start, and your weapon like will degrade out over time, but you can do that. And you have to keep doing that until you beat all of them, that whole loop of actions, which at first seemed interesting, and I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of different, you know?
Hmm.
And it's kind of enjoyable, but as the game goes on, it really drags the game down in a way, though. Because as it gets harder, like, they'll stick you in a small area, and they'll just keep sending waves of guys at you, and you're like, I can't directly attack anything, so I have to, like, there's flying things, other things, there's like rolling bombs that come at you and like explode if they get close to you, you know. Mm. So you're trying to like line up your slingshot to shoot the fucking crystals off of people so you can collect them to do something, but everything's coming at you from different angles, and you're like, oh. It's not impossible, but it's kind of a pain in the ass. Like, every time I'm about to get into a fight, I'm like, oh no. So at first it was to its credit, but now it's to its detriment, and I'm like,
oh wow.
So it's kind of taking points off, but the whole world and the story thus far, like I find it, you know, it's nothing like groundbreaking, but it's interesting,
right?
And it's kind of fun. And I think it was relatively cheap. I don't think it was like a full price or anything. I think it was like $30 or something.
That's not bad.
So it's not a bad game. The combat does wear on you, but I think it's still worth checking out. And you can find that on, like, I believe it's on all the modern consoles, like, you know, PS4, Xbox right. One, PS5, all that shit.
I'm watching a video of it now. It looks interesting.
Yeah, like, it looks kind of cool. Like, I like the style of it.
Yeah, it definitely looks Tim Burton-esque in a way.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of some other things, too, but I can't think of, like...
Interesting.
It's got like a dark fairy tale kind of, like, it reminds me of the Alice games too, in a little, in a way.
Oh, right.
From what I played of those.
You haven't beaten it yet, right?
No, I'm gonna play it later. I'm gonna beat it though, maybe today or tomorrow or something.
Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, it's pretty fun. Nice. It's pretty good.
Excellent. Is that all you have?
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, then. It's time to move on.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
To our final segment, which means it's time for...
Keep the bridge to your field of the way.
Indeed. And this week is an interesting one. It's not exactly our normal... type of fringe movie, or maybe, I don't know. Do you think it is?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's too out of the norm there.
Okay. I don't know. Cause I've actually heard of this one. So this week we watched a movie called Deep Star Six, and the movie came out in 1989. It was written by Lewis Abernathy, and it was directed by Sean S. Cunningham. And it stars Greg Evigan, Nancy Everhard, Miguel Ferrer, Nia Peoples, Matt McCoy, and a host of others. And the basic plot of the film is... A team of Navy personnel stationed at a temporary base at the bottom of the ocean and tasked with setting up nuclear missiles discovers a huge underwater cavern which houses a giant prehistoric creature. So, neither of us really took notes, so...
No. See, this movie... See, in 89, 90, there was like five different underwater fucking movies that came out.
Mm-hmm.
All like three of them in the same year. It was The Abyss, Leviathan, and this movie. And The Abyss is, you know, whatever. Everybody knows that one. But out of Leviathan and Deep Star 6, I was like, I like one of those, and I couldn't. Now I definitely know it was Leviathan, because I haven't seen that in forever either. But Deep Star 6 is always like, I know I've seen it a few times, but I don't remember a damn thing about it. So I was like, hey, let's watch this. This will be good.
It wasn't good.
Now I know why I don't remember it. It's boring as shit. But it's weird because I can't really pick what. It's just underwhelming. Mm. Like, the cast is okay. Like, they all play their part, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's very alien and, like, thing and, like, you know, the crew and how they act together. And and then there's a creature and, like, you know, it's a very tropey kind of a fucking movie, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it, like, all the parts technically work, I mean, as far as the cast goes and everything, but it's just, I couldn't begin to give a fuck while I was watching it at all. No. Did you feel the same?
Pretty much.
Yeah, what's funny is that actually while I was watching it, it made me think of Leviathan, and I went online, right? So while I'm watching it, I started doing online shopping. So looking up Leviathan, and what I remember is that Leviathan is like the DVD is hard to find, and I was like, oh shit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I was like, I remember I liked like the cast and that is pretty good and everything. I think it has a better cast, it has a bit more of a budget. And like Stan Winston, like they worked on the creature, but the creature in the Leviathan is still shitty. It's kind of better. Oh, but I found Leviathan like relatively cheap between Amazon and eBay, so I bought that.
Oh yeah, that came out the same exact year. Oh, it has Peter Weller in it.
So I bought that. And then I also bought another Peter Weller movie that I've seen a long time ago that it's really hard to find. And
Ernie Hudson. Sorry.
Ernie Hudson and Richard Crenna. But they had Screamers, which I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that was like a sci-fi.
I have not seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, like I saw it at the theater, and I've seen it a few times back in the day, but that's hard to find too, and I found a good price on that. So I bought two fucking movies with RoboCop in it while I'm watching this. And then, out of left field, I happened to find the Project Elf movie. Do you know what that is?
No.
You know when Elf ended? It ended on a cliffhanger?
Yes.
The series?
Yes.
I guess 6 years later, they came with a TV movie that like kind of wrapped it up.
Oh. Which
I kind of vaguely remember that, but I didn't watch it, I don't think.
Huh.
But I found it was on DVD, and it was like, I found a cheap one, and I bought that, so I'm buying all this shit by my So that's how engaged I was.
Yeah. And as I told you before, you asked me if I had fallen asleep, and I said no. Somehow I managed to stay awake, and I really do not know how.
Yeah, I was like, he's definitely fell asleep during this one.
I know, right? But somehow I stayed awake. I don't know. Kind of wish I had fallen asleep, like, but anyway, you know.
Yeah, like it's weird because the cast, like the main guy, the McBride guy, is I know him from My Two Dads. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Fucking
mm-hmm.
Joey, or I don't know what the fuck his name was, but yeah,
I don't remember.
Nia Peoples, like I know her, but I don't know why. But her, she's wicked familiar, but I can't think of what the hell she was on.
Yeah. She's been in stuff.
Do you remember?
No.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen that girl in so long.
One good thing about the movie was everybody was nipping pretty hard, so that was good.
And even like Miguel Ferrer was probably the best character because he always plays like weaselly fucking shitty guys, so he's always And it also had Elia Baskin, which he played in the Spider-Man movies. He was the Rent. Rent?
Oh yeah.
The fucking landlord guy.
Let's see. Mia Peoples. I'm looking at her stuff here, and it's not a... She was on Days of Our Lives, Tales of the Gold Monkey, Hardcastle and McCormick, holy shit, General Hospital, T.J. Hooker, Fame, Matlock.
I don't know. Nasty Boys. She was like an 80s face. Like
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. The new WKRP in Cincinnati. I didn't even know there was one. And the Highlander series. So, and I guess she's still doing stuff. Looks like it might be, she might have become one of those Lifetime Hallmark movie people.
Oh.
Scooping them up.
Yeah. That's where the careers go to die. The Hallmark Channel. Actually, I guess they do pretty well there, but I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but, you know.
So, yeah, so it's weird. It feels like if you're at school and you're supposed to do a project and you kind of wait till the last minute and you bang it together and you have enough there to pass, but you really didn't put enough work into it to like make it good. You know what I mean? Like you hit all the fundamentals of what you needed to do, but you just kind of half-assed it.
Pretty much.
In the biggest threat of this movie were pretty much the people themselves. They were just fucking incompetent. Like the first hour of the movie was just like Well, the creature did cause some problems, but you never saw it really. But they were just them trying to fix their equipment for like a good hour. That was pretty much all they were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, there's a leak over here, or something went wrong over here, or something's on the fritz over there. We gotta fix that. Like, that's all they did.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they talked about how big the creature was and shit. When they finally saw it, I was like, what the fuck is that?
I know.
What kills me is that I forgot that had like eyes, like right in the top
part. I know, which I didn't even realize the end. When it was attacking, I don't know, one of them. And when it was dying, I was like, holy shit, it's got fucking eyes there. That's weird.
Yeah, it's so shitty looking. It kind of looked like one of the graboid from Tremors, sort of. Like,
yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
but then it had like arms, and it was just
it was so weird.
It was like a mix between a graboid and like a crocodile or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah,
but it didn't really seem as big as they were saying, and it didn't really seem like that much of a threat, really.
I know, right?
Like, it was pretty much in one room for the most part. Like, oh, well, you know, they closed it off and they went back in there. It's like, what are you doing? Let's leave that shit in there.
Yeah, no shit, right? Oh, fuck. And then the whole decompression thing, like, oh, we can't leave in the escape pod until we decompress. And I was like, so what's the point of having an escape pod?
Yeah.
If you can't actually escape.
But at the same time, well, you can't use that the way.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta wait till you decompress.
But that's another thing, too. Like, I don't think, even if whatever the hell you do, you can't just zoom up to the surface.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah. And it was so.
Even if you decompress, you can't. You can't.
I need to decompress. The whole movie was just like completely and 100% predictable. Everything that happened. You know, you're like, okay, so this is going to happen next. Oh, there you go. It happened. And okay. Even the ending was just like.
Yeah, which is weird because the creature, like the reactor or whatever was going to blow in their base or whatever. So as far as I know, the creature was still in there. That didn't kill them. But blowing up the sub that they came up in, that did it for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, right?
But yeah, it was very, very predictable and very. It just, I don't know. I was like, there's something about this movie I can't remember. I think the cover of the poster is the coolest thing about it, where the guy gets bit in half.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's on the cover. And you know, like, they just show it, like, just floating there in half, and you're like, oh.
Without the blood, I assume, dripping but down?
Without the what?
Without the blood dripping down, I assume?
Yeah. It was just like, it was, like, floating in the middle of the ocean, like.
Oh, ooh. Right. Yeah. I gotcha. Well,
it's definitely the weakest of those three anyways.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, it was boring and predictable, and the creature was uninteresting, and.
Yeah, like it just barely squeaked by as, you know.
Right.
It's like. But I can't say it's the cast's fault. They did their part.
No, yeah.
They did good. Even though they were very thin characters, but they played the parts well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, definitely can't blame them.
And the effects weren't that great there, really.
No, not really, yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, what else can we say, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I watched it just to remember why I forgot it, but
sure.
And you never saw it, so at least.
No, I definitely never saw it.
Somewhat new to you. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Even though you kind of have other movies, but.
Yeah, basically. So I guess let's move on to the ratings. And I'm working on something new for our ratings, but I haven't finished it yet. Ooh, how exciting. So
I had an idea too, but it would take too much coordination.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh. Hey, anytime you have an idea, feel free to run it by me. But
yeah, I'll mention to you after the show there.
Sure.
Real quick, you can tell me your idea too.
Sure. In the meantime, as always, our we have our own special rating system here at the Keepers of the Fringe, and rating of 1 to 5, in which a rating of 1 is a movie that is complete and utter shiza. It's no good. A rating of 2 is a movie that's not a complete number 2, but it's not that great. A rating of 3 is a movie that's not good, not bad, just whatever. A rating of 4 is a movie that's pretty good. And a rating of 5 is an actual damn good Fringe movie. So with all that being said, I wonder what the fuck we're going to give this movie for a rating.
I'll be somewhat generous.
Oh.
I'll give it a 2.
Wow. That's pretty generous. Yeah, I agree. It's a 2. It is definitely a 2. I can't go higher than that. But
one
at least
point for each nip.
Exactly. But I guess the cast was decent enough that, you know, that keeps it from being a 1. So there you go.
Yeah, like I can't blame them. I think they did well with what they were given, but they just weren't given a fucking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was directed by Sean Cunningham, which he directed the first Friday the 13th, and he's had his hand in the series and other things. So I got to give him a point for that, I guess.
Sure. All right. Well, so that brings us to the final verdict, then. Is this movie a keeper that we should keep in our vaults, or is it a sweeper that we should sweep back to the Fringe? What do you think?
I think it's a sweep.
Oh, definitely. Definitely it's a sweeper. It's not even a sweeper.
Or it's like water, so a flusher. Or
yeah, whatever. A flusher. Yeah, that's good. Flush that shit right back to the fucking ocean. I agree. Well, yes. There you go. You know, they can't all be winners, right?
Nope. Unfortunately for us.
Well, hopefully next week's movie, whatever that will be a good one. But
yeah, but we have Halloween coming, so we got the month of horror movies coming. So
yeah, do you have plans for that yet?
I'm formulating them now.
Oh, I like it.
I have one.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, that reminds me. Another thing I bought is that the Dawn of the Dead is some reason that's really hard to find on DVD and shit.
Oh wow,
the original one. Which I have one, but I don't think it's the best version.
Mm.
So there's a box set that's been going for like shit tons of money. Wow. That has like 3 different versions and all. It's fucking cool. I've been wanting it, but I finally found one that was relatively cheap, so I snatched that shit up.
Oh, cool.
But it has a director's cut, which I've never seen. It's like 20 minutes longer, I think.
Wow.
And because we watched Night of the Living Dead, so we meant to go and at least watch the first 3.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, we still haven't like watched movies together, but Dawn of the Dead director's cut is on YouTube. So,
oh, okay.
And it's a good quality. Excellent. So we can do that.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go.
That's one.
There's the beginning of our Halloween plan. Our month long Halloween horror fest. Woohoo. we had fun with the last one.
Yeah, there was. I found this other movie that I want to do, but I can't. I don't know yet, but. It's called The Creeps, and it has...
I think I've heard of it.
Well, it has, like, some scientists brought back, like, Dracula, Frankenstein, and the mummy, and all that shit.
Oh!
But they came back all as little people.
Oh! That sounds fucking awesome!
Although, I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out.
That sounds amazing.
But I don't want to give away all the secrets there.
Nope. Indeed. all right. Well, then I guess you'll just have to keep listening to find out what we end up going with. But I'm sure you were going to anyway, so.
Or they can just see it on a tweet or whatever.
That's true. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, well, on that note.
I ruined it.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we sign off?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Good. Well, as always, we would like to thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. Sorry, I forgot. Fucking just realized I forgot to set up my finale here. Anyway, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to stay quiet so we could seamlessly just edit that part out, but then you talked about it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well. So. That means it's time for us to say goodbye, kids. Which means he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
But Cartman, we're trying to... screw you guys. Home.
We like movies.
That's a good start.